Crack open a cold box of wine or pour something cold on ice because it's the Binge Watchers Podcast.
Jordan tweeted recently, as she often does. She's like a Twitter fiend. How do you think you're going to do in the new Elon Musk Twitter? Because he just like officially took over today.
Yeah, he did. I think I'm going to love it. I'm a little Twitter tornado, so bring it on. Yeah.
We know how much Dave loves Twitter.
Yeah, so much.
Not to be outdone.
One every 2 years.
Wow.
Maybe three.
Anyway, there's a point why I brought it up. I wasn't just like making general Twitter comments. Like, so Jordan the other day, I feel like she was starting to try to do like a thread war within our own organization here. Like, she's like, I watched a classic movie that wasn't even suggested by one of Johnny or Dave's lists here on the show, and then I was like, wait a minute. I definitely gift you, but I don't remember what I used. But I was like, hold on, like. Even if it's not on a list somewhere, there's probably a chance that, like, one or both of us has possibly seen this movie.
Oh, I guarantee it.
So what is this movie that, like...
If I share it now, I can't... I told you it's a part of the Savage Shame screenings. If I tell you now, that whole... You know, then I ruin that part. So,
folks, so you have at least one reason to listen to the whole episode, because that comes later, and she doesn't want to throw down the reveal. So,
I could give you little tidbits right now and see if you could guess.
Just a little taste.
Okay, and it is piggybacking off of last week's Tom Hanks movie, which I said Forrest Gump was the shameful screening that I'd never seen completely. Yeah. So it's another iconic Tom Hanks movie, but I'm just going to say that.
Dang, that's a tough
one. I think I have a good guess.
One could argue that all his movies are iconic Tom Hanks appearances.
Also, fact. Dave, I'll ask you once we get to that part. Like, I want to see if you can guess.
I mean, he's got a ton of iconic ones, but I'm trying to think of, like, what would you gravitate to of his iconic roles after Forrest Gump? I have one particular one in mind. So. We'll see.
Okay.
Okay. Biting my tongue. So it's Werewolf Movie Month, and then I was thinking about what werewolves are covered in hair. I was making jokes on Instagram, and then I thought I would put it to the team here on the podcast. I was thinking we should just not shave for the entire month that we're watching werewolf movies. And I want to be conscientious, but I want to extend this for full camaraderie. I think even Jordan can join in, and if she happens to shave her legs and under her arms, she could just not, and then be part of the team. Just grow it out.
If it attracts a young, single werewolf man into my life, perfect.
Let's just go. Bring in all the werewolves. Let's do it.
All of the werewolves, so I'm game.
Now, Dave has a head start, because it looks like he keeps some hair on his face all year long. However, I think in 2 weeks I'll be caught up to you, buddy, and then I think in 4 weeks... I'll be blasting right past you.
Probably.
All right.
I seem to remember you being able.
There's a college photo floating around there where I look like one of the Duck brothers from that Duck show. So we can dig that up. All right. We're going to go to a brief message from Mel Science Kits. They're one of our advertisers tonight. They're bringing you the show tonight. We're going to go see what they have to tell us. And then we'll be back with home video headlines. So here's a message.
It's hard to find creative ways to keep kids busy and screen-free while stretching their brains, especially these days.
Mel Science does all the legwork for you so you can spend more quality time tackling projects, and they don't even know they're learning. With Mel Science, there's something for every kid. We just received an awesome Mel Chemistry kit, and we can't wait to get started.
60% off any subscription box by using the promo code BINGE.
I want to thank Mel Science for sponsoring the podcast. Mel Science is a subscription service that offers monthly science boxes to combine hands-on experiments with VR and AR technologies to engage kids in studying science. They're breaking the stereotypes that science is boring, difficult, and only for certain types of people. They help nurture a children's natural desire in science by giving them hands-on experiments to engage serious, detailed explanations, learn VR, AR, and technologies to drive things even deeper. with their interest in science. You know what? I want to ask a question. I want you to leave it in the comments. If you've seen me show off this starter mill chemistry kit, I want to ask you a thought-provoking chemistry kit or kit question or something they might be interested in. If you're watching this as a video on our YouTube channel, or leave it in the comments in the podcast on it, your favorite podcast channel like iTunes or Podchaser, wherever you're listening, go ahead and write back to us. What do you think was the intended purpose of silly string? Can you also name something else that during scientific discovery became used for something else than its intended purpose? Was it intended for the medical field and ended up being a toy? Was it intended to be a bicycle part and it ended up being a robot? Who knows? Write back to us and let us know. And keep making discoveries like the Mel Chemistry Kit.
And now back to your regularly scheduled podcast, already in progress.
Actually, I mean, I was supposed to talk about a Savage clothing line also bringing you the episode. So should I back up before I go into these headlines or just keep going?
I just love that it was coincidence when Dave brought it up the other day about seeing t-shirts with my last name all over it that you were actually wearing.
Before we gather here tonight to have a podcast, the other day Dave was like sending us messages about like, hey, does Jordan Savage have a Savage clothing line? I'm sitting at home, freaking, I think I just like made dinner or something, and I'm wearing a Savage t-shirt, and I'm like, they're not going to believe me, but I'm going to send them this picture. And I'm wearing the shirt that he's describing. And then, Dave, talk about your Best Buy experience or wherever you were when you played this video back.
Oh, yeah. We're hanging out. Me and the wife were perusing a Big Lots. And you posted to our group a video. I'm like, all right. I turned it on thinking you're not going to say anything too much. And you're like, oh, look at this, motherfucker. And loud. I'm like, oh, scrambling the turn down.
You know, I thought about playing the video clip on the podcast, but then I was like, no, a mother effer is probably way too much. And then you just did it anyway. Like, it doesn't matter now.
Whatever. You looked super fly and it was baby pink and I was obsessed. So.
Oh, dang. So home video headlines. What's new in TV and movies? All right. So Netflix is about to drop a bunch of mother effers because they've apparently lost 200,000 subscribers and may lose up to 200 million based on their prediction models for this year. They're canceling shows left and right, but it's okay. There's one they can terminate that they took that right off the chopping list, like right away. The Will Smith Bright 2. Remember Bright with the trolls and the orcs and the wizards, like in LA or whatever? Yeah. They had part two, you know, in the pipeline, but they're like, ah, that's done. And the thing that I was sad about is like they canceled a lot of their adult animation programs, like anything that was like similar to like Futurama or Simpsons or Family Guy, like some of their stuff. Aww. All that stuff's out. And there's a comic book called Bones, which is about these really weird creatures that I guess they're skeletons. I'm not sure because they have like big round noses, but they're like pale white. And there's like several of them. And it's kind of like a fantasy comic kind of, but it's also very funny. They were going to turn that into a cartoon, but that's off. So that sucks. But whatever. In better news, Nick Cage is saying that Face Off 2 talks are happening right now. So I don't know how they're going to bring his character back to life. I mean, him and John Travolta's characters, Castor Troy and, dang it, what's the other guy's name?
That's a great question.
I don't know, but Nick Cage's villain character in there is so prominent, that's why I remember the character's name. But anyway, like, they literally swap faces, everybody, and then at the end, I mean, you believe, spoiler alert, you believe that only one of them with his face off is still alive. So they're like, oh no, the other body's in the car, and even though he doesn't have a face anymore, he's still alive, he's just going to get another face. Okay, Face Off too, whatever. I mean, it's science fiction, kind of, right?
Believe it or not, I have seen fiction. The first.
Oh, I good! I was about to say, Jordan, have you seen Face Off?
I heard it in
the
voice.
Yeah. Heard it in my tone, like I'm going up in octaves, I'm like, Jordan, have you seen
Face Off? Yeah. No.
Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't grow out the hair. She's calling me Daddy John already.
I have seen it, but it's been like 10 years, so I'll definitely need a refresher. It's been so long.
And then here are three titles of like real werewolf movies that have just come out or about to come out. Let me read them all before you start giggling, Dave, all right? And then you comment on the ones you want to comment on, but let me try to get through the whole list. Amityville Moon, Werewolf Castle, Vikenwolven, which apparently means Viking wolf. That's it. Now you can tell me which one you're interested in seeing or not seeing or what you think, Dave.
I would definitely watch Viking Wolf after some viewing I had this week. Maybe we'll get into that later.
Ooh, is this a staff pick?
Wow.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You guys are just really teasing it out tonight for the audience. Like, hey, I want to tell you about this movie. Not yet.
Amityville. I mean, actually, all those for like a Friday night, not take too seriously kind of movie, I could think any of those could be fun.
Hmm.
They sound like Mystery Science Theater type movies, I will say that.
And the last update is the Mexican pizza is back at Taco Bell.
Let's go. I love the Mexican pizza. It was the weirdest thing ever, but it was so good.
I remember hearing people mourning that I never had a Mexican pizza.
Had the enchilada sauce. It was almost like a weird tostada with enchilada sauce on it. It was so good.
They should bring back their enchiladas. The Taco Bell enchilada was also an amazing thing, and it's gone. Sad.
I heard like a little bit of like sorrow in your voice. You're like, and it's gone. I felt that.
Nothing beats a good fast food enchilada at 1 o'clock in the morning.
It was so good.
Nighttime? I don't know. Tonight's movie is called Werewolves Within. A snowstorm traps town residents together inside the local inn, where newly arrived forest ranger Finn and postal worker Cicely must try to keep the peace and uncover the truth behind a mysterious creature that has begun terrorizing the community. It's got Sam Richardson, who's in a funny comedy called The Detroiters. He's also on a new thing on Apple called, like, Whatever Happened Last Night. No, I don't know. I don't remember what it's called, but it's about, like, a murder mystery. It's like a show. That's not the real title. I have no idea what it's called. It also has Milena Weintraub. Or Weintraub, who's used to do the AT&T commercials. If you remember her, that was like her big thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the co-lead in this movie. Harvey Guillen, you know him because he's the dude from What They Do in the Shadows, playing Guillermo.
Yeah.
There's a trove of comedy players. Even George Basil, who you might know from Crashing with Pete Holmes and some other shows, he pops up all the time. And there's other people that there's too many. Like, you see them and you go, I know that face. They're like comedians in the comedy world or whatever. But moving on, that's enough I can tell you about the movie. Maybe see if my buddy Dave here has some dangerous details about this movie.
I do. So this is based off of a video game from 2016. But the game actually took place in medieval times, and this movie obviously takes place today. As of April 2022, this is the number one rated video game movie on Rotten Tomatoes and the only one that is actually certified fresh, and it's currently sitting at 86% rotten. So I guess I was kind of right when I said I thought it was the best video game
adaptation
I've seen. Critics tend to agree, I guess. This is actually the second movie produced by Ubisoft Films, the other being Assassin's Creed. However, they were very different movies budget-wise. Assassin's Creed cost $130 million, and Werewolves Within cost $6.5 million. And despite the budget differences, Werewolves Within was actually the money loser over Assassin's Creed. This movie made less than $1 million. Probably a lot of that is due to the pandemic, causing this to be a more limited release on about 240 screens. And the director's Josh Rubin's previous movie Scare Me got the attention of Ubisoft due to it taking place in one location with a small cast, and they were impressed and sent him over a VR set in the video game to get interested in it. And he even said he didn't know what the hell he was doing playing the video game. He didn't quite understand it, but he still directed it. Must have liked it enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess favorite bits. It's time for that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, no. So for my favorite bit, I guess there wasn't one like any particular favorite moment, but I loved how like eclectic the cast was, because kind of like you mentioned, there was just like someone from some funny movie, and it just kind of made me really reminiscent on other flicks that I really enjoyed. And I thought that they all kind of worked really well together with this. Yeah. What about you, Dave? What was your favorite bit?
I have a few. I mean, I agree. That's what I loved about this movie is it's peppered with, you know, a lot of great comedic actors like from Saturday Night Live and so on and so forth. And everybody's humor was a little different. Like, him in the beginning driving up and like kind of getting passive aggressive about people like, well, hey, I'm driving the speed limit, so you must be driving over the speed limit if you're going to go back. Like, I've had that conversation with myself in cars so many times, so I certainly related to that. Something about watching the main character dance to Ace of Bases, The Sign, that kind of took me back. I actually owned that on cassette back in the day. If anybody remembers cassette tapes that played music. Yeah, it has a lot of great little moments here and there that I really enjoyed, on top of it just being a good movie, fun movie. I don't know. What about you, John?
Okay. So one of my favorite bits has its roots in real history, although they changed the country. So I'll back up. I'll talk about lycanthropy. Lycanthropy is like being a werewolf or thinking that you're a werewolf. It's like a actual scientific term. So why is it rooted in real science? Because a couple things happen. There's like a condition, and there's like a family in Mexico, like 20 family members, where they couldn't stop the hair growing. Like, hair grew all over their bodies, right? And like, some of these family members were like, you know, toured around and were celebrities or whatever. And then also the old school circuses, they would have a person like that. They would have this condition. Then there's another condition that makes you allergic to the sun, and your skin like breaks out in blisters and sores. That's real, right? But mostly it's associated with both werewolves and vampires. Then there were two crazy dudes that wore wolf pelts and committed murders and like whatever. They said they turned into wolves, whatever. But that's like more mass hysteria. But then there's ergot poisoning, which is like a wheat germ grows a fungus, and like they ate that during like the Salem witch trials, and that how they got to collective hallucinating was from basically poisoned food that they were eating, right? But the myth from Iberia. In the movie, he's like, I'm from Argentina. The seventh child's always a werewolf, so we got to take them out. In the real world, like, Iberia is like a little thing between Spain and Portugal. And those people, same thing. Like, the seventh child, if they're born with amniotic fluid on their face, they're like, oh, that child's marked. Something terrible is going to happen in that kid's life. Whatever, right? Middle Ages to, like, colonial days. Ah, maybe they're a werewolf. Whatever. So the part of the story in the movie has changed. But to include that, that was kind of cool. Like, oh, you know, the seven child rumors or whatever. The setting and the isolation is cool. Like, when all the people are trapped in the hotel, right? Raging wind, blizzard, can't get out, and maybe there's a werewolf. The second thing I love is everybody in the town is a nutball.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And they're all capable of murder. And then, like, spoiler alert, some of them start murdering. Okay? And then my last favorite thing, and this is a big spoiler. So what are we, like, 20 minutes into this conversation? If you don't want to be... look, I love confirmation. Like, I would want to know this before I watch the movie. So for me, I got to know this information. So ready? Skip it. Now we're like 25 minutes in, whatever. Skip this part. Actually, this is what I'll do. I have one more message. I'll go to the message, and then they can decide if they want to hear it or not. I'll go to the message first. How about that? All right. That's a good thing, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. Fortune favors the bold. Experience Uncharted, the epic fun adventure starring Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. Own it now on digital and 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray and DVD coming May 10th. It's rated PG-13. And of course, it's from our friends at Sony Pictures Entertainment. Go watch Uncharted now. I am. I'm going to watch it because I just saw that dude talk about it and he seemed to really like it. I'm all for it. Now, the thing I wasn't going to spoil, I'm about to spoil. There's a real werewolf, and it comes at a time where you're starting to doubt whether or not you're going to see a werewolf in the movie, and then it shows up, and it's good. Dave, that was the biggest spoiler of all the whole year so far. Yeah. That and Jordan has a secret clothing line.
That's true.
That's almost an inside joke, but we peppered it in and told people what we were talking about, so now they can be collectively clued in. Dave, where are we?
So we, what do you, all right, Jordan, time for rating. what did you do?
Yeah, do it as organically as possible. Really make sure that you haven't done it 1,000 times and like, get the audience really excited that we've arrived at that part of the show.
Oh, God.
Good job.
Yeah. Binge now for sure. It was absolutely a binge now. Super funny. Loved it. It was fun to watch through and through. Dave, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to say binge now as well. This is the second time I've seen it. It holds a lot of fun even the second time you see, even though you know the twists coming, but it's the characters kind of keep it going. So definitely worth a watch. John?
Binge never, bruh. Even though there was a werewolf, it wasn't like really that good looking, and it wasn't the right kind of werewolf. It was talking and like, what the fuck, bruh? No, just kidding. I've said this last week and it's going to hold true, which means I'm going to try to find another way to keep it exciting for David, because it's definitely a binge now. And I don't care that it was a video game, because the video game sucks, actually. I don't know if you guys looked up the game.
It's got horrible graphics.
And it sucks. It looks like what it looks like, these stupid I don't even know what it looks like. I can't describe it.
Well, it's a VR game, so take that for what it's worth.
Say that the video game was good. You just said that the movie adapted the storyline the best.
Well, yeah, I mean, they turned it into gold. I mean, I can't speak, other than the preview,
well, to the game. The only thing that are similar are there's a werewolf in it, and it's called Werewolves Within. Otherwise, what's the same? I mean, in the video game, it looks like they're sitting around a campfire, but they're like it looks like they're at a Renaissance fair, you know?
Yeah, so, well, because it takes place in medieval times.
But. Yeah, it's I don't know. When you said it was a video game, I thought of this other werewolf game, which is called like a Werewolf Tale or something, where you make choices and you see the Wolfman. It was like a company that made like some of the Walking Dead games. I thought it was that one, because that one's a little more intriguing. Like, you make choices and whatever. Jordan knows where we're going next.
Now it's time. I want to hear what you guys are going to guess for my shameful screening that I had seen. The screening is not shameful, just so everybody knows. It's just shameful that I've seen the screening.
Yeah, she's finding bootleg imports of popular movies redone in porn.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think, Dave?
For a second there, Dave thought I was being serious, and he's like, send me the list.
Well, no, I'm laughing because my guess sounds like it could be a porn title too. Actually, then I have no other guesses.
John, what do you think? Tom Hanks. I don't think you guys are going to guess this one.
Did you watch The Terminal?
No, actually, I have seen it before.
Darn it!
But I did not watch it this week. That was a really
cute maybe one. That would have been it, because we talked about that maybe a couple weeks ago, and like, you were mentioning Tom Hanks at the time.
So at my job, right, I consult for small businesses. And like, I was speaking to this little old gentleman who like actually lives local. He said that he invented those carts to put into airports. I don't know if I believe him. And if you're listening to this podcast, sir, I'm sorry, I'm doubting you if it's true. But
well, first you have to teach him how to find the podcast app on his phone, how to install it, how to push play.
I take the
define where the podcast is. Yeah.
Okay, it was Saving Private Ryan.
Dude, you know, okay, earlier I thought Saving Private Ryan, but then I didn't think you were going to choose. I didn't think you would have chosen a war movie. Dang it.
It was a good tearjerker to watch. This is the second Matt Damon movie I watched this weekend. So,
Troop do you like the best? Like, which one of the soldiers are you most intrigued by, or did you like the best?
Well, and like, what a fun cast! But my favorite was Private Jackson. He's like the sniper.
Oh yeah, and he gets stuck in the tower.
That was just what the worst part of this whole movie is. Is that everybody that you like love throughout the movie just like dies?
It's most likely. Well, see, they know they're gonna die. Like, when they take the mission, they're like, oh, like, our odds of getting out of here, like, they had like 50, they still had like a 50-50 chance before that happened, but then they're like, oh no, you're gonna leave the rest of the regular platoon, you guys are gonna go off on your own, there's only like 8 or 9 of you or whatever it is, and like, you're gonna go in an enemy occupied city or whatever. But the guy you're talking about, played by Barry Peppers, they call it a tower, but it's like just a tall building, because he needs a vantage point. He is a trained sniper or whatever. But then, like, he's fighting a tank at one point, and it's kind of like you see this very split second judgment in his eyes, like, that he's like, okay, well, if I try to get down, I'm gonna die because I'm gonna fall, or I can't get down fast enough before I get shot by the tank. And if I stay up, I'm sitting duck, whatever, I'm done for. So it's like, I could just keep doing what I'm doing, or I could just, like, speed up the exit, you know?
It was FUBAR.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Good movie. Great one.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
That was the choice.
Yeah.
Makes me realize I need to rewatch that. It's been probably 20 years or more.
It's great. That's a tough rewatch. But one of the most charming parts is where he just wants a cup of coffee and he's trying to get the French press or the espresso machine to make him a cup of coffee. And there's no coffee. The handle's broken. Yeah, like nothing's going right. You know, one last cup of coffee before we save Private Ryan. Spoiler alert, they save Private Ryan. It's a 3.5-hour movie.
Oh, man. All right, so now we got some fan service. In honor of our werewolf month, we are actually going to be giving away 4K copies of American Werewolf in London, The Howling 4K, and Howling 2 in HD because we feel like it. You can go to host@BW Podcast and say, hey, I want some 4K giveaways of American Werewolf in London. Prove to us you want it. Send us an email.
All they have to do is give us an email and they get free shit?
Well, I mean, if anybody, sure, maybe, what do you want them to do? Write an essay? Maybe send us a werewolf drawing?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We're also giving away Uncharted codes if people want that movie. That's out with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. But I actually like them to comment on a podcast app or, like, leave us a nice review. That'd be a sweet ticket to free movies, David.
What do we like to do? Review. So put one on there.
Well, you got to prove to us you did that. So I guess send us a screenshot to host@BW Podcast.
You've lost them. You got to reel them back in, David. You've totally lost them now.
Hey, if you want 4Ks.
Wow. Wait, so does your shameful screening still roll into your staff pick, or did you watch more than one movie this week?
I watched a lot. I watched Interstellar for the first time, too, which was super good.
Oh, man. Some movies you bring up, we have to, like, add a half hour onto the show.
I'm sorry.
About that individual movie. No, it's fine. I watched that a few months ago. It got me. Go ahead. I'll give it back.
It was so good. Well, it was just like, I love Matthew McConaughey. Like, definitely pretty high up there in some of my favorites. And just like the whole concept of time travel and like relativity with time, it just was like so good. And it was easy to understand too. Like, I think it could be super easy to get lost in like the whole way of trying to explain certain time travel, but they did a super good job. And yeah, it was just, it was good. The graphics were great too. So loved it. What about you, Dave? Did you watch anything good?
Yeah, I watched a few good things. I actually got out to the theater twice this weekend. I saw the new Nicolas Cage movie, Unbearable. Oh my God, that is the insane title. The Unbearable Weight. God damn it. You know, the new Nick Cage movie, Massive Talent. Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. There we go.
You could have just said the Nick Cage movie about Nick Cage being Nick Cage.
It looks so good.
It's really good. It is fun. It's like a
time out. I'm going to interrupt you one more time. Hey, Jordan, could you tell Dave, teach him how to talk in sound bites rather than entire books?
I don't do it well. So continue, Dave.
All right. Go see it. I don't know what else to say if we want to keep it short. I also did see The Northman.
Yes.
That could be a very fun Viking movie. I'll say nothing more. If you liked The Witch and The Lighthouse, you'll probably like this. But the funnest thing I've actually watched all
week. It's Hamlet, isn't it?
Basically.
It's, yeah.
Hamlet and Macbeth is.
But in like Norse, they say like almost like omelet. I don't have the accent to say it, but it's like they don't pronounce the H. But that's where Hamlet comes from. It's adapted from like an old Norse like epic story or poem or whatever.
I mean, I didn't know that going in, but it's very easy to pick up, even if you don't know that. It's very much Hamlet, or The Lion King, for that matter.
Spoiler alert, Jordan. In Hamlet, there's a dude, and he has a dad and an uncle, and they both love the same woman. So the uncle kills the dad, marries the mom. It screws up Hamlet's head. He goes nuts, and he tries to kill the uncle and the mom.
Oh, so The Lion King. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Or also, they adapted it into a Disney cartoon called The Lion King.
Awesome.
Which has a better soundtrack than the Hamlet adaptations, but you know, whatever. Okay.
What about you, John? Did you watch anything good?
Well, I didn't watch Hakuna Matata, that's for sure. Oh, shoot. I didn't even write down what I watched. Well, that's a bummer, huh? Oh, crap.
You can't remember?
I never do. Like, I watch like three movies a night. Let me think. The only one that's floating to the surface right now is Wayne's World 2, which I watched yesterday. Yeah. Specifically the scenes where he's like, it's like the third act. I don't watch, sometimes if I rewatch something, I just go to my favorite bits. I don't watch the whole movie again. So I jumped into the struggle where he's like trying to get the girl back and they don't know if the bands are going to show up to the concert. Do you know Wayne's World 2? Oh, bummer. I'll just stop right there because I almost ruined the whole movie. So I'll just quit while I'm ahead. So that's that.
No spoiler alert for me tonight. Okay.
I guess a future Savage, whatever we call
Savage.
It.
Savage shame screening.
There we go. Yes.
Shame screenings.
Shame screenings is perfect.
Yeah.
All the alliteration gets a little tough.
And then I don't know if Dave ever is going to bring like facts, trivia, or how he much hates the movie that we're reviewing. So I just changed that to dangerous details for your personal segment. Do you think we said enough about this movie that we watched? Have we said enough about Werewolves Within? Have we told them everything they need to know?
I mean, I hope so. We all gave it a binge now. So, I mean, that should tell you that we liked it.
Yeah. The craziest person in the movie is the pet owner who runs the maple tree farm or whatever.
I liked the couple too. They were like the young.
Oh, the mechanic? The mechanic and the weed dealer. Yeah. Weed dealer is that guy I mentioned, George Basil. That's him.
Oh, yeah. So funny. Yeah. The characters that they did were hilarious. And you're right. A lot of them were just crazy. And then they drove them to kill each other instead of, you know, the werewolf picking people off. So
I wrote TBD on next week's werewolf movie. In the lineup, it's supposed to be Ginger Snaps, but I'm trying to watch this movie called Late Phases, which is about a blind veteran fighting a werewolf in like a retirement home or something. But I haven't had time to screen it. I've already decided we're not going to do Wolf Cop and another Wolf Cop. But the werewolf transformations in that movie are pretty good. Almost similar to the ones in Cursed, where there's like a sack and it opens up and the other form takes shape. Like the werewolf kind of like rips apart, you're human. The human rips apart, you're a werewolf. So the transformations are worth seeing in the Wolf Cop and another Wolf Cop. But unfortunately, folks, we're not covering it in this lineup. But I do want to do this thing where I haven't watched the movies. Dave, we ran into this. Jordan, if you listen to any of the classic ones, sometimes we accidentally watch a movie where we're like,
it all sucks.
It totally sucks. And we can't talk about it for a half hour. Or it's just like, or we could easily sum it up in like 2 minutes, like Campbell's Soup. And then we're just like, oh, what can you say about it? It's tomato soup in a can that's mostly water and sodium. You know what I mean? So you heat it up and eat it. Like, what else are you going to say? It's soup. You know what I mean? So that's the problem. But again, it's like eating pizza, baby. Even if it's bad pizza, it's good pizza. If it's a bad werewolf movie, it's a good werewolf movie. Even this movie that your friends at Mystery Science 3 or 3000 don't like, you know, Dave, it's just literally called Werewolf, and it's got Eric Stoltz.
Oh, the one with Joe Estevez?
I even like that one. You know why? Because it has a fucking werewolf in it, and that's three. We're done for the night. I didn't play the theme song, but you know what? I'll play the outro because it seems like that would be a perfect time for me to play the outro song.
There you go.
Well, I guess I could play the theme song at the end, do like a whole reverse thing because Jordan was talking about time travel.
There you go.
Folks, we're in a virtual studio and I have these things in my panel where I'm supposed to play them at certain times. And I don't know. Sometimes I miss the button. And they don't need that much information either as an audience, but it's better than dead air, like saying nothing and just having seconds fly by. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Dave's tired. We're going to put him down. He's going to get into his PJs, going to go onto his pillow.
Oh.
Huh. Dream.
Oh, Dave.
So we're not sure which one we're doing yet?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so Dave doesn't stay up all night wondering what movie we're going to watch next week. Folks, if you want to play along at home, go ahead and watch Ginger Snaps 1 or 3. It's the same movie, except part 3 takes place during the revolutionary days. colonial, whatever, Big West, bang, bang, bang. And the first movie just happens in modern times. Or what was modern times when the movie came out like 10 years ago?